you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to the Saturday session, Cox Plate Day 2025. As usual, King Zone, we find ourselves under pressure on a Saturday. And maybe the Saturday session will turn things and viewers can see us go from zero to 100 in happiness.
I hope so. I backed 10 seconds out there so far. And it's
what about free carry? That was a beautiful team on Saturday. Just, $7, starts hard. $2.80, gets beat that far. As Fitzy said, if the stablemate didn't take it on, maybe it wins.
Maybe. Tests your resilience this game, doesn't it? But nowhere where we haven't been. I backed 5 winners in 10 seconds, so I'm close. But, you know, back a few winners and I'll be out. So hopefully Rivellino can get the job done here. Been very easy in betting.
It has. Let's welcome Junior in. Junior, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well.
Excited. We've got Dream Team and the Fizzer coming in as well later on, but we've got Junior to open the batting for us, which we always appreciate. Good to see you, son. We're going to look at 5 races today, 3 from the Valley and 2 from Randwick. And we're going to start at Randwick with the Calendar Presnell, $1 million race for the 3-year-olds over the famous Randwick Mile King Zone. Mm-hmm. Rivellino, you said it was class, and it is the class runner in the race, but it's been pretty easy. Ohope, Ruination, there's been money for both of them. Rivellino's drifted a bit. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling confident. I don't mind drifts. It just means I get a better price. They don't all get beat nowadays. I've gone the double whammy here. I've backed Rivellino and I've laid Ruination. I thought it was very short. I thought was the only danger to Rivellino, but I expect Nash to sit about fourth fence and be too good. So we'll see. But the massive drift, 230 out to about 330, I saw before I came in here.
Yeah, because obviously Farnacle came out and Nash rode Lindemann very well in the last race, so his confidence will be up. Junior, anything more to add before we watch it?
Nah, Duke of Zarakis went a bit quick last start. Might be able to improve a lot, but yeah, tricky race.
Racing. Rivellino.
Jumped all right, midfield. He goes where he wants, really.
Duke of Zarakis going back.
Rivination doesn't want to lead, but
bit of pace on now.
Yeah, Ruffy goes in front. Yeah. I hope he's in front of Rivellino, which I didn't think it would be.
He's got a bit of a hold of it, Nash, too.
He'd want to get on the back of Ohope.
Yeah.
Nordic Vikings on the horse is going to take anyway.
Well, it might work out perfect if he clicks on now.
Ruination's getting a nice run. He's got breaking any land speed records.
All right. Just feeling for him a little bit here, isn't he? Doesn't look like he's going to go on the back of Ohope. How are you feeling, King?
Same as I felt out there.
Not great.
Needs a run.
He's got something to offer, but he can't get past Ruination.
Oh, come on.
Look at this. Maybe now he just explodes. Does the class prevail? He's going to have to be very good. Nah, Ohope just too strong.
Average steer.
Just
very
the story of the
steer.
Day, King Zone, isn't it?
Safe for Australians.
It's a very average ride.
I mean, yeah, like it was, the King Zone's got to leave. But Junior, it was funny, like we said mid-race, get on the back of Ohope and everything, and then he just sort of didn't, he stayed on the inside there.
Yeah, he was a bit passive and he just sort of let things unfold around him and wasn't really that concerned with getting on the job. Very average ride.
Disappointing. Backed in the pot as well.
Yeah, disappointing. I don't know if Ohope is much good. I don't know if any of them are much good, to be honest.
$1 million race.
Is it worth $1 million?
Yep.
Too good PVL.
We'll be back for the McEwen Stakes, where they're going to fly. Welcome in, Fizz.
Hey, mate. How are
you? Just quickly, Calendar Presnell, Ohope. Michael Freeman said that he will go for a spell.
Yep.
Moving on from that, what did you think of the ride on Rivellino?
I'm feeling for Kings. I also had something on it. It was just a bit
could have been a bit more urgent, maybe.
A bit ugly. I don't know. He just maybe was hoping for a split in the straight. It's hard to know what goes through their heads in the spur of the moment. But, yeah, it was a bit disappointing.
Let's move on to the McEwen. They're going to go fast around the valley. 1,200-metre race. Some lovely horses here. So you were pretty high on Bridal Waltz in the Saturday set. It wasn't an official tip, but firmed up a bit.
It was about 850 at the time, I think. I just thought Charmstone was one that people might be taking a set against. Yep. Based on the gorgeous run it got in the Manicato.
Sure.
And the amount of speed in this race, I don't know. I mean, maybe it sets up all right because really they've been coming down the centre a little bit at Mooney Valley today, haven't it? This hasn't really been leaderish, Junior, has it?
Yeah, I reckon you still want to be at the turn or so, you want to cut the corner like Von Hawk did in the last race. But
that's right, yeah. So he may get caught wide on Charmstone, and but there's a ton of speed in this, so it'd be interesting to see what happens. I think Vestas is about for Kings now, so be cheering it on. And I don't have a vested interest myself. I haven't put anything on.
And Neons, of course, was scratched. Do you know why it was scratched, Junior?
No.
Okay.
No, well, that's probably why other horses have firmed up as well. Saying that, Tropica's the same price as it was on Thursday.
As is Charmstone, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. All right, Tropica's is out.
Jesus, went out to the front, Charmstone.
Yeah.
Great bounce tactics, beautiful. Eh?
Yeah.
Is that Vestas what's he going to do?
Yeah, Tiger Shark's going to try outside the lead.
A lot of speed here. I reckon they're going hard.
Ryder Waltz gets
weird that
nice
he went
position.
To outside the leader, I've got to say.
Yeah.
There was always speed on paper here.
Ryder Waltz in a beautiful position, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting a good run.
In the race by Charmstone. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm not sure Bridle's travelling at all.
No, not sure anything is.
Looks like Charmstone's dropping
travelling all right.
Go on, get into it, Bridle.
Come on, Bridle Waltz.
Get on the back and fight. Get on the back and fight.
Need the leaders to stop.
Jigsaw's going best of any.
It actually is, Jigsaw.
Come on.
Advantageous.
Maybe if they sit down, Bridle Waltz over the top.
Do you want Jigsaw get weak?
Come on.
Get weak.
Nah, look at this.
Clabell.
Charmstone, very disappointing.
There we go, eh? These sprint races at the Valley, very, very hard to make up the ground, aren't they?
You think the scratching of Tropicus really helped Jigsaw, but like I remember King saying you think these high pressure sprint races would favour back markers, but it's never really the case.
No, it doesn't seem to be. I reckon the harder they go, the harder it is to make up ground in those sprint races at the Valley.
It was an emphatic win, wasn't it? Did quite a bit of work to get there.
One easy.
Bit of a war horse, Jigsaw. And had a few injuries and setbacks and now it's back to its best.
Charmstone, very disappointing.
Yeah,
we there to fight at the top of the straight and just. I wonder if they spell it now. Probably not, but it's a pretty bad run.
It was only second up, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they tread lightly with it. But that
it's worth a stack, and I think it's had some injuries. So I'm not saying it's gone, but I'm saying they might retire just because there's nothing else for it to do.
Well, you wonder, like, there's the champion sprint. They really want to put her in that in a few weeks' time.
Yeah.
Disappointed the Tropicus wasn't there. Vestas wasn't great. Bridle Waltz ran pretty well. Clabell ran on nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just an ugly group too, wasn't it?
All right, we're going to be back for the spring champion, the group one up in Sydney for the three-year-olds. We'll get Dream Team in here. Got all the stars in here now. Dream Team, how are you?
Looking good? Good. Yeah, it's good to be back. It's been a while.
Excellent. Got you in for the very important breeding race, the spring champion stakes.
You guys call me in for the big bucks. I demand the big bucks on Saturdays.
Excellent.
So here I am.
Junior, just closing off the McEwen. So first ever Group 2 win for Logan Bates. Great to see you on Jigsaw.
Yeah, I heard he wrote a winner at the Yarra Valley today and then he's going back to the Valley.
How good is that?
Airball.
And the connections at Jigsaw get a golden ticket into the Meteorite on Ladbroke's Cranbourne Cup Day. That's that Southside Racing slot race. And I reckon it's a $1 million race. I reckon Jigsaw will be right in the thick of that after that.
Well, Nadal won it last year when it went like God and beat Barrackeel, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's about that level. So. Yeah. Let's move to the Spring Champion Stakes. A lot to talk about. So the three favourites have been pretty consistent around that price ever since they put markets up. Federalist. The Fizzer was talking about Federalist as a good tip in the Saturday set. It's firmed up a bit.
I heard he mentioned it at $20.
What do you make of it all, Dream Team?
Obviously the two form lines, the Dulcify with Attica, Shangri-La through the gloaming. I'd have two plays. I think Attica looks like the horse that's on the up.
Yep.
I think it would be a bet. The horse I'm going to have something on is Champagne Hero.
Stablemate of Shangri-La Boy.
Yeah, and I just didn't have much luck in the gloaming. So,
okay.
Yeah, look, obviously we're going to have Shangri-La Boy whacking away in front and we'll try and get to Attica over the top.
Junior, anything more before we watch?
Yeah, I was thinking I went a bit more out wide. I thought Southern Prince, I think, won like a Kembla Maiden last start. I think it might be able to see out of 2,000. I don't think many will. And then Crusader Voyager got beat at $1.50 last start. It's like 70-1. I've had something on it. Wow, what a race.
Oh, what a race.
Is it 2 Racing. Million? 2 million?
Taking on a little
they
bit.
They are. Yeah, it's not going to suit Shangri-La.
Okay.
Nash says we're not going to get into any fights here.
That's very unusual tactics for that.
140-1, the leader.
Champagne here, a little bit further back.
Yep. Pace is on now. Shangri-La Boy's going to get a nice trail. Still opening its mouth a little bit.
This will be a proper test for these young horses who probably can't run the trip.
He's a little bit keen, Shangri-La Boy. I can't remember if it over-raced last start.
Do you think turned out a little bit different than
Nash would have thought? Yeah, sitting second to first is a big difference.
Yeah, you don't get to control the tempo as much.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a big difference.
Attica's making a move.
Good test for Shangri-La Boy if he's the real deal.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to be Shangri-La Dud, like Storm Dud, right? Here we go.
Nice.
He's lit nice up. Nash is lit him up. Interesting. There's a bit there.
Yeah, he comes
out. Does he go on with it?
Two big dogs.
Big dogs fight it out.
Attica's coming hard, but Shangri-La Boy seems to have the answers for now. Not over yet. Where's Within the Law? No, not doing a whole lot. Oh, my goodness me. Who gets there?
Attica.
Look, I think both look like pretty nice horses.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. Attica's a little bit more versatile, I think, going up in distance. But obviously, Shangri-La Boy has the on-pace advantage for those races. But
had no favours, Shangri-La Boy.
No, it didn't.
Carved up by the leader. But
Yeah.
And showed a good kick. Maybe, do we think that the 2,000 maybe is not its ideal distance, or do we think it was just beaten by a better one?
Found one better, maybe.
Found one better. Be better for it next prep, but... Yeah, Attica is the sort of the horse that everyone will be talking about now.
The next Animo.
Well, that's what they'll be saying, obviously.
It was a lovely win. And, of course, if they wanted to, they could back up into the Derby next Saturday at Flemington. But I don't think they will. Mm. They very rarely.
2 million. Is it a group one?
Yes.
Pull-ups. Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah. And probably makes a lovely weight for age horse as a four-year-old. But, of course, it's still got its three-year-old autumn season to go. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you're right. Two pretty good horses there. They both ran the 2,000 strongly, so yeah, good to see.
You've been fantastic. We'll see you back for the Cox Plate.
Tipped a winner, sort of. see you soon.
Welcome back in, Kings. How things fared since you walked out? I've never had anyone walk out on me.
But yeah, I've backed a few winners. I think I backed 8 winners in about 12 or 13 seconds, so I'm around the mark, that's for sure.
We got the first leg of that multi. So we had a $10,000 bet in Morpheville. Morpheville got abandoned, so you said, oh, let's put together a Doomben multi.
Yes.
So we got the first leg up in race 7, and we'll see what happens in the next leg. And there's 77,000 in the pot. I think we collect 65,000, so if we get that home.
Have we got any more win bets going?
Or yeah, we do. We've got a couple of win bets, nice roughies in Randwick Race 10.
Randwick Race 10, yeah. Did you do anything in the Cox Plate or you stayed
out?
No,
we stayed out. It just
looks hard, doesn't it?
It looks hard, yeah. But let's move on to the Vase. So we just saw a great Derby trial, Victoria Derby trial in Sydney. Not sure whether Attica will go on to the Victoria Derby. I'd say probably not, but very good chance that Observer will go on to the Derby if he can win here. Also a lot of other horses in this field. The Fizzer tipped Observer as one of his official Saturday set tips.
Yeah, he's bet up.
Even money.
Yeah, I've stayed out in the end. I thought there's only two hosts, but not enough value for me. But it was a massive win, Attica, from that barrier getting back good and win. Charging down the middle. Yeah. Big, big win.
I think both horses look pretty good. But
Junior, you reckon the Valley's getting a bit leaderish after that last race, or it's pretty fair still?
I think it's... I don't know. I think the track's just a bit tired. Like, they put 3 mils of irrigation on last night because it was a real hard deck last night. And then it's just, I think it's just tired old track. And this, you know, it's similar to when Schwartz won the Cox Plate. Like the track's, it's like hard, but it's like a bit gluey and sticky.
About time to tear it down, you reckon?
Yeah, I love the track, but the grass itself's cast, but the track's still the
when
best.
Schwartz won the William Reid.
Yeah, William Reid.
Not the Cox Plate. Imagine Schwartz winning the Cox Plate.
Well, we bet up on Schwartz, didn't we, in the William Reid?
Fantastic. Yeah, that was better days. And we got that multi up.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's not over yet, so let's go watch the Vase for 2025. Here we go.
Straight to the front, Observer, you reckon, Junior?
Yeah, just has to.
Blessed
with so much early pace.
And there he is. It's not going to get it his own way.
I'd rather him just give it a dig. Like, what are you waiting for? A couple of roughies to kick up.
He knows what he's got underneath him.
J-Mac's going to be second last on.
They're going to push up underneath or let him cross here? I can hear Fitzy from here.
Oh. This is getting ugly.
No, he's going
to
lead.
Yeah, it's just... I never understand that. You seem to do him so much extra reverse rather than if you just give it a bit of a squeeze and you just find it easy.
Put the brakes on.
I thought he did all right.
A shame this is getting a nice run with D Lane on board.
Favourites at every.
Yeah.
Crocodile was good last night, my run cheeky.
He's got a big hold here, Mr. Zara.
We should have something left, shouldn't he? Hasn't gone overly hard.
Yeah, just, we'll see out of 2,000.
He really should.
Just hasn't kicked.
What's
quite
the danger?
Enough. Now he gets a bit of leather. Crown of
Russia next the inside. What's the danger?
Kick off the fence. Come on, Zara. Ooh, he's just put two on him.
Still a long way
two
to go.
Two and a half.
Providence is
that's
charging.
Three lengths. 200 meters to go.
Observers four lengths in front. The Fizzer knows, eh?
Should have been in the Cox Plate. Should have been in the Cox Plate. Look at a Providence. Come
jeez,
on.
Jeez, it got home hard.
Look at
Providence.
Look at him. What's he doing? He's down. Oh. Easing down. He'd probably get in trouble for that.
Wow.
That was a statement win. Wow.
Big run the second horse too. Was a statement win, but big run the second horse. Different story if that race is at Flemington, I think.
It'll trim up from the Derby for sure.
Yeah, Providence. It's a good horse, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a real good horse.
Real good horse. And do they really want to build him around in a Derby over 2,500 when he... Well, how good are the blue colours going?
Mm,
oh, they look
flying.
Like they've got some fantastic middle distance weight for age horses coming through.
Yeah, that's a great win. First and second options, very disappointing there.
Yes. Yep. But Kieran Maher's not afraid to serve it up to his horses, so maybe
I think it was a plan originally. I don't know. I think it's breeding related that they wanted to win the Derby. Yep. They've always said they wanted to go to the Derby. Okay. So I think it was a plan. This is only its third run. So yep. It's not like it's had a million runs this prep.
So he was $3 before that race for the Derby. What price is he now?
Oh, for the Derby, he'd have to be around evens or something, wouldn't he, I suppose?
I think shorter maybe.
Providence will shorten up.
Yeah, Providence was a really good run. As I said, Flemington's a different story to the Valley.
Yeah.
And you're going to that new distance
as well.
The extra
500 metres is a lot.
Yeah, which they haven't been to. So.
But I think he's adaptable, though, Observer. He can take a seat is a thing. He won't have to lead a Derby and they won't want to.
But he, Zara sat up on him at 100 metres to go.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll get in trouble for that.
How far could he have won by? Four? Three?
It's hard to say. I don't know.
I reckon they put him. I reckon he's going to be a long way. I reckon he's going to be $1.80 in when they put the market up now. But maybe I'll be wrong.
Well, whatever they put it up, they'll put it up too short. That's for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
It will ease.
And they won't. They don't. It's not like they kick the other horses out. No, they bring them in. They don't push anything else out. Yeah.
It'll be $2 Observer, $5 Province.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
It's my theory.
Next race, the Cox Plate for 2025. How good? All the boys back in. Dream Team, you've made it the casting couch. Huge for you.
I did. Change of shirt too for the big race.
Excellent.
How much
excellent.
I respect the WS Cox Plate.
Fantastic. I'm excited for this race. Before we do, so in Victoria Derby news, so Observer's gone up even money and Providence, they put up $6 and came straight into $5. So you predicted the market perfectly.
Mm.
And so it'll be a great Derby next week. Kieran Maher says he's definitely going to go on Observer. What do you think of Observer, Fizz? Was your tip?
It did the job nicely today. I thought it'd do that and it did finally.
Nice horses. Yeah, we were saying before, Godolphin's got some nice horses.
A little bit surprised how early he pulled it up. I think he got a little bit carried away.
How long did he get in Hong Kong for that ride? Easing him up.
Yeah, a lot.
They hammer you, don't they?
Yeah. Anyway, let's move to the Cox Plate for 2025. Not a huge amount has changed, really, in the market. It's just been solid all day long, hasn't it?
It has. I've made a little book. I'm on Fiestina at 250 and Antina at 440. I've made a little book this race. So
Kingsley, the author.
Yes. Yeah. I've just carved it out. I've got a bet.
Yeah, of
course. I can't not bet.
Yeah, great. Well, I'll be cheering Antina. Is Antina a winner for you?
Yeah, both winners. Yeah. Fiestina, Antina, both the same amount of profit there for me. But we'll see what happens. I thought there were two hopes. Not a great deal of value, but I've gone to work.
Sustainer jumped away pretty well. Treasure the moment.
Treasure
the
front. Moment. There they you go. Finally did what I said they should do. Get to the front.
Bucker.
And here's King's Eye. There they go. They're serving it up. Yeah. This is outstanding. Yeah. You said there'd be speed.
Yeah, I thought he'd go.
J-Mac
just no
starts, J-Mac's licking his lips like last year.
That's crazy what they're doing.
Aliana way out the back. Antino second last.
Yeah, decent pace, which is good to see.
Really strong pace.
I'll slow it up, you'd imagine.
I thought Attrition would go forward too.
So the last was 11.7, 200 metre split. Let's see what this next one. It looks like they've taken the pace off a bit. 12 seconds, okay. So they're definitely slowed down a bit.
Aliana Fence in a bit of an awkward spot there.
Yes.
Is Fiestina settled?
Yeah, just sitting off nepotism there.
12 and a half, 11, 12 and a half,
they're slowing it up.
Yeah, probably not what Via wants.
No.
She wants lots of moves.
I think James will take off.
You can't sit behind nepotism, right?
Antino's going to make it.
James won't let anything get away here. You watch this. Here he goes.
Here he goes.
And Antino hasn't made a move
at
all.
Back Antino is right.
He hasn't tried anything.
Shinny's got to get going on Antino. Via's just
the race
like
is on.
2024. Look at Aliana up the fence.
Yep, sneaking.
They bunch at the school.
Antino's gone.
Yeah, he's under the pump.
Antino is
Nepotism's still there.
I tell you what, Treasure travelling better than anyone. Yeah.
The race is
treasure
on.
The moment.
Here
race
we go.
Up. Bang! Can Via pick it up? Buckaroo's coming. Is it Buckaroo? Who's down the outside?
Antino's going to run last. What? Aliana's dropped out of it. Treasure.
Treasure. Via.
What do you got, Via? Is there a new queen?
What about Bucka?
It couldn't possibly be Buckaroo.
Why not?
Oh, my goodness. Via's going to fight because she's a champion. That's champion qualities. That's champion qualities.
What a great race to finish off the Moonee Valley circuit.
Wow, the last ever race at Moonee Valley, and how good was it?
Finally, the punters
J-Mac, four Cox Plates in a row.
He doesn't know it yet. He doesn't know.
I think he knows.
He won. Well done, James.
He knows. Buckaroo. But that's what champions do, right? She was gone. Buckaroo was going past the 100. She's a winner. She just dug in.
Yeah. Punters win. The last of the valley.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's a great place to leave. It's been a tough day in the office for us.
Well, I won.
Good.
Fitz won.
Yeah.
Matty had a fat day. It's not a tough day. It's good. A fill up.
Yeah, well, the pot hasn't done very well, but we've got a couple of bets swinging left, which might get us half out. But I'm glad to hear everyone. I hope everybody out there had a good day. We're going to be back for the Saturday session again next week for Derby Day. And we'll have a Saturday set in between then. Boys, thanks for getting involved.
Thank you.
Great way to finish. Look at the valley up there.
Sensational.
Goodbye, Mooney Valley. It's been good to know you. Thank you, boys. Well done. See you soon. Cheers. See you soon.
Think, is this a bet you really want to place? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.